Welcome to the 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
I have a couple of items for all of you at the top.
Jennifer Psaki, veteran Democratic spokeswoman, is President-elect Joe Biden's newly named White House press secretary. She's part of what will be the nation's first all-women-led presidential communications team. More cabinet nominees are expected this week, and more pardons from President Donald Trump. His 28th, announced just before Thanksgiving, Michael T. Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor, is one of the seven people who pled guilty or were convicted resulting from the Robert Mueller investigation, looking into Russian interference with the 2016 election. Many observers say Flynn's pardon does not conform with legal norms. But former federal prosecutor Shen Wu has a theory about Trump's action.
The reason Flynn seems valuable to pardon is there's an aspect of him feeling like he's trying to really close the door on the whole Mueller investigation.
So far, Trump has granted clemency to 45 people, including former campaign manager Roger Stone, convicted of obstructing justice also in conjunction with the Mueller probe. The investigation surfaced 37 indictments and 14 criminal matters referred to other components of the Justice Department. Based on the findings, 1,000 former federal prosecutors also publicly concluded that President Trump would have been indicted on multiple counts of obstructing justice had he been just a citizen. Wu believes the Russia-related cases are the least likely to incriminate Trump.
I think the bank fraud, tax fraud cases present the most jeopardy to him because of the amounts of money at issue.
Wu's talking about what Trump's facing in New York. Even if Trump tries to pardon himself, his executive clemency is for federal crimes. If there's financial fraud, Wu says the likelihood Trump will face time behind bars is quite real. While sentencing guidelines allow judges discretion, there's a formula.
They're very mathematical, and when the loss amount or the amount of fraud gets over X amount of money, there has to be some kind of jail time.
This weekend, Pennsylvania's high court threw out another challenge filed by state Republicans, allowing the state to complete its certification of the presidential vote won by Biden. So far, all Republican lawsuits alleging problems with the election have been withdrawn or dismissed. Today, while Arizona officials are expected to certify its vote, Trump's lawyers and some state legislators plan a gathering in Phoenix to continue disputing the results. Wisconsin's certification deadline is tomorrow. Their just-finished recount showed Biden still ahead by more than 20,000 votes. The Trump campaign continues efforts to disqualify more than 200,000 Wisconsin absentee ballots. The only major elections left are the two Georgia Senate runoff races on January 5th. On Thanksgiving, Trump announced that he'll visit there this weekend.
Going back to Georgia just for a second, so I'll be going there on Saturday night, and maybe I'll go twice. It's very important that we win those races. These are two great people.
The outcome will decide which party controls the Senate. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.